The argument from dependency can be used to make an irrefutable case for God's existence. It goes like this. Everything we observe in the known universe is dependent. When we say that something is dependent, we mean that its existence and the properties it has requires an explanation outside of itself. To argue otherwise is to imply that these things gave rise to themselves. This is like saying that something both exists and does not exist at the same time, which is obviously an absurd proposition. A good example to help demonstrate this principle is a triangle. The triangle's property of the number of angles cannot vary. It can never be anything other than 3, because triangle means having 3 angles. So by its very definition, a triangle is a thing that has 3 angles. This property of having 3 angles is explained by the very existence of there being a triangle. By contrast, the triangle's property of colour can vary. Similarly, the lengths of its sides can also vary, as they can be longer or shorter. The size and colour of the triangle are properties that are not explained by the mere existence of the triangle. Hence, triangles in the physical world are dependent things, because we must look to an explanation that is external to the triangle in order to explain its existence. If we apply these same principles to the universe, then we come to the conclusion that it is dependent, because it too has properties that could be different to how they currently are. For example, the number of stars and planets it contains. This raises the question, how did the universe come to be? What explains it? The explanation for the universe cannot be anything that is dependent. Otherwise, we end up in a situation where the explanation requires an explanation, which does not explain anything. Besides, trying to use something that requires an explanation to explain something that requires an explanation will never give us any answers, as it leads to an infinite regress of explanations, which is absurd. Think of a line of dominoes that goes on forever. You will never arrive at a point where they stop falling. We conclude that whatever explains the universe must itself be independent. Now, not only does it have to be independent, it also has to be eternal. In fact, independent things are by their definition eternal. If they're not eternal, then it means they have a beginning, and things with a beginning need an explanation. That is to say, they are dependent upon something external to explain why they came into being. So how does the Quran relate to all of this? The 112th chapter of the Quran defines this independent, eternal existence as Allah.
قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ
Say, He is Allah, the One.
اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ
Allah is He on whom all depend.
لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ
He begets not, nor was He begotten.
وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ
And there is none comparable to Him. Allahu Samad, which means that Allah is He on whom all depend, highlights Allah's independence. And لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ which means He begets not, nor was He begotten, implies eternality. We can see that in less than 10 words, the Quran describes our Creator in a way that provides an irrefutable argument for His existence. Allah is the independent, eternal reality that explains the origin of life, the universe and everything. Atheists might respond by claiming that the universe is eternal and therefore it does not require an explanation. This does not help them, because an eternal universe still has certain properties that could be different to how they are. Therefore, there must be something external to the universe that explains its physical properties. Hence, even an eternal universe is dependent. To help illustrate this, let's take the example of an eternal red triangle. The fact that the triangle has existed forever does not stop it from requiring an explanation for why it's red and not another colour. It does not matter whether the thing we are discussing is a triangle or universe. Nothing magically becomes independent just because it is eternal. Another response that atheists might put forward is that science will eventually come up with an explanation that does not require God. This is actually not the case, as the argument from dependency is a metaphysical argument. Metaphysical arguments are based on first principles, which transcends all science. If you deny first principles, then it has logical implications that lead to a worldview based on absurdity. You can bring any scientific theory now or in the future, and this metaphysical argument will still be valid. Science can only refer to things that are dependent, because it relies on observations. If you can observe something, then you are dealing with a dependent thing, because it need not have existed, or could have existed in a different way, i.e., with potentially different properties. One final challenge posed by atheists is to ask, why can't the eternal independent cause behind the universe be some blind unconscious process? Why should anyone believe that it has a will at all? In response, simply put, since the universe could have been otherwise, then it stands to reason that a decision maker is required to determine its existence from non-existence and decide which properties it has out of other possible properties. The ability to choose is the characteristic of a being that has a will and is fully conscious. This independent, eternal being that chose to create is whom we Muslims call Allah. To learn more about the miracles of the Quran, please download your free copy of the book, The Eternal Challenge, at the link below.